Easter bombings in Sri Lanka have left a shadow hanging over the religious community. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Yet in the midst of uncertainty and questions, Christians are showing a bold hope. On another note, do you believe in the power of prayer? Let that question sit for just a couple of minutes, and we'll examine it in more detail. So let's get started. It's been over 2 months since the Easter bombings in Sri Lanka devastated 3 churches and 3 hotels, killing over 250 people. Wendy Nagel with Global Disciples shares the story of Raj, a ministry facilitator and a pastor in Sri Lanka. Now, Raj's church was just 2.5 hours away from the bombings.
He said, "I don't quite know how we finished the service that day, but somehow we did, and realized at the end of the service that our building was surrounded by the police who had arrived to protect us. And they, as a congregation, of course, began to pray for their brothers and sisters, including the pastor who lost 30 of his Sunday school children."
Since then, the Christian community is responding to extremist hate with something even more radical: forgiveness.
As they offered forgiveness, their country just couldn't believe their response. Buddhist leaders, Muslim leaders would come to them and say, "If this happened in our community, we would be retaliating. We would be seeking revenge on the people who did this to us." And they were literally in awe of the forgiveness that was being offered by the Christian churches.
Continue to pray for spiritual revival in Sri Lanka.
Pray for the people of Sri Lanka that they will take advantage of a time like this and that they will have the courage to share the love of God.
Next, God is on mission, and that mission redeemed relationships through Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 9, verse 3 notes how God's will is for none to perish, but for all to repent. And Ruth Hubbard, InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's vice president for Urbana, says,
"His intent is that each community and every generation would be fully submitted, that they would live as faithful witnesses submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ."
Hubbard sees this faithfulness in the current generation transitioning into adulthood. Culturally, this generation was raised to value all people, even those who are different. Hubbard believes there's a place within God's kingdom for this mindset.
"But it's also a culture that wants everyone to have the freedom to do whatever they want to do because they've chosen to do it, because you should just be able to be you. And the complexity of the gospel is, while God's love and care for each of us is completely inclusive, he calls us to holiness as well."
So pray for this generation. Ask Jesus to bring redemption and hope onto college campuses. Join InterVarsity's Every Campus movement and commit to praying for a local campus. Walk that campus, invite students to Bible studies, and help disciple this generation. And also challenge yourself by asking, "Am I at the center of God's will?" Dig deeper into this topic with us at our website. And we'll end today with a question. Why should you pray about missions? I mean, if God's going to grow his kingdom, won't he do that whether or not we pray? To Andrea Vigil, prayer is an essential component of Deaf Bible Society, a ministry seeking to provide God's word in every sign language.
Prayer is an act of faith, and it's effective. Prayer really does affect the people that you're praying for, and without doubt helps people get what they need. And in this case, it's the gospel in their heart language.
Now, Andrea is a sign language interpreter, and her passion for and connection to the U.S. deaf community began in college.
I was at a bus stop, and I was fingerspelling because I had a final exam, and I was practicing. And then this guy standing there, this sweet, sweet older man, just signed to me, and he happened to be deaf. We just had such a wonderful conversation on the bus, and it was so unexpected. That was the point where God really opened my eyes to this community of people. They're made in his image, and they have the right to feel connected to God and to other people.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join? Well, we've got instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.